Breaking election news. You're gay if you voted. The
polls, no!
The polls show that
fuck!
You're
100% of voters in 100% of precincts are homosexual men.
Turns out you're a fucking loser and this country sucks.
I'm fucking gay.
We just found this out yesterday.
Anyways, we pushed this one so we could...
So we could
provide,
you know, the last election, I guess,
detailed results.
We did it right after the election. I don't know. I guess we were mad or something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what happened.
I think
yeah.
so.
Simpler times.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 28 years old, so that uh-huh. was the last year of.
Uh-huh. I was only 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were 28? No.
Yeah.
You were 27. 27.
I don't know. Something like that. The same fucking.
Same shit. Almost.
27 is the end of being young. 28 is the beginning of being old.
Where'd you read that?
Doesn't it feel that way?
In the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Doesn't it feel that way?
The Sisterhood of the black guy they all pass around.
Yeah.
The yayas.
They run a train.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I would love to be passed around. I would love to be for the whole team. You know the way rappers say a woman is for the team?
Like Superhead?
Like Superhead. I would love to be for
you wanna
the
be,
whole
you
team.
You
want to
be
women.
Tried out by a group of women.
I yeah. would love that, dude. Yeah.
Just like, to be.
Like
just
a bachelorette
turned
party.
Out.
They rent a cabin. I get a small bedroom. We all have pancakes together. They all suck my dick. I eat their pussies for a long time till my jaw hurts.
Yeah.
See, every woman I have sex with, I tell them afterwards. Now, I could kill you at any point. Your life belongs to me.
And I'm choosing not to.
Only after you have sex with them.
Yes.
Okay.
And I give them a ring that glows when I need a favor.
And it's not necessarily sexual?
They only know each other because one will say to the other,
"Are you a friend
of the sun is shining." And then the other responds, "The ice is slippery."
Oh, okay.
I've never had sex, but I imagine if I did.
Right. That would be the thing that kind of.
This would be my move.
That's smart, dude.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And let every woman know that you've used them.
Yeah,
they are no more good.
My sex move is following women around and then entrapping them into a grand scheme of mutual favors among a network of children of the night.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
That's
the shadow cool. knows.
Yeah. They all get little fucking nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the shadow.
You're the shadow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, that's Nick's thing. My thing, if you're a group of, if you're, let's say, 3 to 4, 3 to 7 women, whatever, and all of you sort of want to fuck me, and you're having some kind of girls' weekend, let me know. I'm also willing to financially pitch in. We can split it. That's the thing. As a groupie, as someone who's going to get tried out, you don't have to pay for my stuff. I'll pay my own way. I just want to get fucked by all, you know, 6 or 7 friends at a time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and that's the kind of America that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have made possible for our children.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe, shout out. Yeah, I didn't watch any of this shit. I got fucking stoned and watched
I watched it all
Aqua
last
Teen
night.
And Rick and Morty.
I put it on in the background while working out, getting a little exercise in.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what I was watching. It was because you use Apple TV. It's like click here. It just gets it for
you,
which is nice. So I don't know if it was ABC, but they're talking about how Trump did way better with black men than
and Hispanic men too.
Oh, he nailed it with it. I forget who they had on ABC, but he's like, he's all but saying the fucking N-word. Where he's like, well, Trump's message of get money, I'ma get mine, that resonates with these people. And it's like, you better hope no one pulls that clip. I mean, that's like one of the most racist things I've seen on TV.
Yeah.
You see, Donald Trump has hoes.
The problem is that they're boop.
When he projects a certain type of values.
Mm-hmm. As we all know, black men are incapable of understanding anything other than money and
Than money and buying and selling pussy.
And so when I, as a man on television, try to think about what could possess a black man to vote for the racist orange bad man, it must be that he is a, and then, I don't know.
That word.
Yeah, insert whatever slur you want.
Man. Yeah.
Sure. That's pretty good. One thing I saw was that apparently Hispanic people came out big for Mr. Trump.
In Miami.
No, not just in Miami.
Well, Hispanic men came out more than
And I think it's because he called Joe Biden a socialist, and it's like, there's no way that's it.
Yeah, no.
That's what they said about Venezuelans.
If that's the case, then why the fuck would any of them vote for Bernie Sanders?
The Cubans, well, maybe, did, but not like the
rest of...
I
don't know
of,
if he did well with Cubans.
He definitely did. The fuck? He won Bernie? Florida. Oh, no, no. I mean Trump.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, Trump definitely did. But Bernie did well with Hispanics in, like, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
He did well with, like, Mexican Americans.
They're all the same.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Responded to Biden's message of it's time to get tacos.
Yep.
And let's take a nap.
And mm-hmm. a despacito.
That's basically what that guy said.
Sleepy Joe?
A lot of Hispanics are voting for Donald Trump. And the only thing I could imagine is that he looks like a big pile of what's an... I don't even...
What?
Oh. I can't even think of a fucking orange Spanish.
An orange
food.
Spanish thing.
Whatever.
Aranya. Aranja.
What whatever. Swing and a miss.
I think that's an
fuck
orange.
It.
What? Oh, that's not good enough.
I don't remember Spanish, unfortunately.
What about Spanish foods? Flan. He looks kind of like
he
flan.
Looks like an arroz con pollo.
Mm-hmm.
Arroz con penis.
His
that's
message
what you
of take a nap under a tree while drunk.
Yeah.
It resonates with, mm-hmm.
When he posted that taco bowl from Trump Tower, the Mexicans loved it. They ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess fucking... I guess Joe, sleepy ass Joe's gonna win.
The fix is in.
The Democrats kinda got their pussies waxed everywhere else.
At 4 a.m. last night, it looked like Donald Trump was going to be reelected.
See, that's
president.
Why I fucking slept through
it. And then we
it.
All went to bed, before, I mean, earlier or then, and then woke up and Joe Biden apparently in the middle of the night had become the president.
Nice.
Yeah,
but I mean now... Democrats are just, they got, they lost, they're not
it's the worst
the
case scenario.
They lost in the
it
House.
It is the worst case scenario.
McConnell has
now
the Senate.
Now it's going to be 4 years of like fucking just this laptop, Senate investigation after Senate investigation of this fucking
into
laptop.
Hunter.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
All of the shit.
Whose only crime is getting pussy.
All the shit Hunter did, by the way,
oh, yeah, it's
was
true.
Legalized last night.
Uh-huh.
You can go to half the states in the country and get your dick sucked by
that's
a crack
true.
Smoking 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
From what I understand,
Hunter's Law is what yeah. they call that. You get pussy from any child as long as they're addicted to crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and your dad is the vice president.
I mean, basically, Trump served his purpose. He gave them a 6-3 on the court, and they held the Senate. And they're probably in the midterms going to get the House back.
Who's saying my man Trump's not coming back like fucking Grover Cleveland though?
Oh,
Garfield,
4 years later,
whatever the fuck it was.
I think it's yeah, it's Garfield.
It's
Cleveland.
Garfield.
It's Garfield Cleveland.
Yeah,
yeah. Grover's from Sesame
lasagna
Street.
Party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I like the sound of the lasagna party.
Dude, Trump's coming back with a hard ass dick in 4 years to run, which might be funny. He might just fuck up the Republicans, but whatever, man. This shit is gay.
Did you know that Martin Lawrence shared a Cumtown clip on his Facebook page?
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Shut up. Don't. Are you lying to me
I'm
right
serious.
Now?
I'm serious. Noah Cohen can't. Told me.
What Who? Was the clip?
He's like this guy gay, and it's used talking about your life.
Oh, Martin man. Said that about me?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
That's he's awesome. Like, this guy's what we call... In the Federale community, a gay guy.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
I got so
hurts.
Excited that Martin Lawrence has heard Cumtown, dude.
No, he did. It was like us talking about that that stand-up bit where he has this like the either a sock or a rag in his crotch.
Yes.
He pulls it out and wipes his
yes,
head.
Yes, yes, yes.
The and they
king.
Posted that, and then it cuts to him doing it.
Oh
that
God.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Salute.
What an
I couldn't
honor.
See it because I'm still banned from Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
I just
either,
got
but...
back on Facebook because I've been perusing Facebook Marketplace.
For what?
For
cock
there
to
is,
suck?
There is gold on Facebook Marketplace.
I didn't know they had cock to
no,
suck.
No, shut
on
up.
Facebook
I'm not looking at you. It's actually, you can't get cock. I looked. But no, there's great stuff out there.
Like what?
If you need a car, you should get it on Facebook Marketplace.
They got furniture?
Furniture, yeah. It's Craigslist has actually become like.
Well, ever since you couldn't
they're...
get pussy on Craigslist,
yeah,
it's
Craigslist
really
is,
fell off.
Is now fancier than Facebook Marketplace.
You gotta find people selling like dishware sets and be like, "How much for one of the forks?" And then they're like, I don't know."
Yeah.
And then you're like, "Oh, you're in Astoria? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm in Princeton. I can be there in 2.5 hours."
Right.
I'm driving up. I'm getting in the
car.
I'm
driving up. Wink, wink.
I'm already in the vehicle.
So we're gonna figure this out, one way or the other.
I'm gonna turn my shit up here.
One way or another, I will get some butt.
7 inches shoved all the way up my ass. Getting fucked in church.
Seven inches.
The one thing that is kind of nice.
I wish my dick was 7 inches made. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
I can't believe you'd let me get fucked in the ass. Dad, chill out.
Oh, he's getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Eric, you're staying late at the church to get fucked in the ass? You know my dad has Alzheimer's. And that's now I got to make that everybody's pride. That's all I remember. That mom was a bitch.
Fucking whore.
She was the real Skyler.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool is a Seventh Heaven Breaking Bad mashup where Eric Campbell finds out that he has cancer, so he becomes a Satanist.
Wow. He stops being Christian. Yeah.
He starts a satanic metal band.
Well, he's like, I gave you everything, and you gave me fucking melanoma that I had to get removed from my ankle.
Oh, so it's just melanoma?
Yeah. And I had to spend $30 on a copay to get melanoma removed from my ankle. Fuck you, God. Seventh heaven. Now that fucking hell. He's gone. He's just in seventh hell.
Seventh hell, yeah. Seventh circle.
And he's like, now I worship Satan.
Yeah.
The governor of the town they live in, which that town has a governor.
Okay.
And he stops by and he's like, listen, I heard you're doing something a little different with your church. I'm up for re-election and I need some power to help me. So we're going to team up, you, me, and Jesse Pinkman. Okay. Who was one of your altar boys who was very promising, but he was molested so much that he got into making child pornography.
Mm.
And Eric Campbell's like, you help me. We team up. I know the science and you have the premise, the other side of the the premise of Breaking Bad.
Jesse knew the trade.
Jesse was a dealer.
Yes, so I'm the
I'll
one.
Fuck
that,
the kids.
I'll fuck the
and
kids.
And you sell the child
and
pornography.
You sell the child pornography, okay. Jesse.
That works.
And then they work their way up the Democratic Party. And,
whoa.
Yeah, and so he's like, you know, he's making all this fucking money on the side selling child slaves to Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, and all these guys.
Sure.
And the wife is like, Eric, you're supposed to be praying. You know dad has Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know my dad. He's got Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm about to forget my fucking dick in your mouth if you don't shut up. I'm the one who knocks
that pussy loose.
I'm the one who there's two sets of footprints on the beach, and then it's in, you know, he has to go into the Southwest and deal with like Danny Trejo for some reason,
yep.
Or whoever the Hispanic guy.
Gustavo.
Yeah. What does Gustavo run? He just makes like the little Eucharist crackers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who's Gustavo?
Gus Fring.
Fring.
Oh, nice.
The Chicken King.
Yeah. Who had a boyfriend that he made meth with or something. And
he was gay.
Is that the backstory?
I don't think he was gay.
I
just think he tucked his shirt in. You haven't seen Breaking Bad?
No, we said this 2 episodes ago.
I forget. I don't listen, dude. You know.
Yeah,
but my conversations with your friend, you don't fucking remember?
No. Everything you say to me off mic, I remember.
He's thinking about pictures of himself that he's seen. He's having fond memories of pictures of himself that he's seen. And then occasionally a joke you say will seep into his subconscious, and then his brain will go, remember to repeat that verbatim 2 days later.
4 days later. Yes, indeed. Listen, it's not a life I chose. It's a life that chose me.
Seventh penis.
I'm the one who fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember other breaking. What else can we jam into that bitch?
The sun,
sometimes this show's like shoveling coal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The son who his legs don't work.
He had a retarded son.
Who wants to change his name to Flynn.
Walt Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that kid's on crutches. Simon's on crutches.
Simon's on crutches.
Because,
yeah.
But the dad broke his legs for being gay.
What do you do?
And he's like, I don't want you walking into the boys' bathroom. And he's like, okay, dad.
Why does he talk that way?
From sucking cock.
Yeah. So he was gay.
Yeah, well, that's it. Eric walked in on him. Eric walked in. He's like, why are you using my child pornography tools?
to do something even more disgusting.
To be gay by choice instead of sacrificing children to your satanic energy.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
Yeah. At home, he doesn't do anything freaky, but on the job...
Mm-hmm.
That's the only source for satanic power.
This is going to be life under a Biden administration.
That's going to be every show.
You're going to have to fuck.
We're going to be
a Satanist.
They're changing all the shows to be that. Mm. And we're only going to be able to listen to Tupac because it's Kamala's favorite and only rapper she knows.
That's right.
Kamala, yeah.
Those videos are just fucking
she
awful.
Rocks. Yeah.
Who is your favorite living rapper? Tupac.
When they asked her about smoking weed. Yeah. You know how I like to get down at the cookout?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I don't know if that's exactly what she said.
That's what she said. Yeah. No verbatim.
She's somehow less of a black woman than Hillary Clinton.
Hillary had the hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I keep a bottle of hot sauce in my pussy.
Sister Hillary.
In Africa, they call her Sister Hillary.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's so funny that she... She had to drop out before anyone, like, voted.
Mm-hmm.
She was that shitty at being
the
a
last.
Voter.
The last.
She's vice president now.
The last, like, maybe
although she
fun
could, she
thing.
Could, she could catch this Salich.
Maybe the last fun thing that could happen is assuming they wrap up all the court stuff in the next couple of weeks, we could get senioritis Trump. Lame duck Trump.
That's true.
Just maybe he'll go goth. Maybe he'll go sad. You know, there are a lot of...
What if he tries to have a big-ass statue of himself built?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
He tries to
like
cram in...
Like a medieval-ass king.
He tries to cram in all of his plans that...
He should spend like $1 million having a sign put up on top of the White House. It isn't unfurled until the day he leaves. It just says Gay Guy Central. It's like a big Hollywood sign. Like, oh, I made one last change. I hope you like it.
Yeah, he's like, you can have this one seat on Supreme Court back, but this stays.
What the fuck were people doing, like, outside the White House last night, like, ready to get into fights?
Were they?
Yeah, there were, like, two opposing crowds outside the White House.
Really?
And it's like... Just go do this shit in your town.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
They're not from D.C. If they were from D.C., they would be fucking, like, lose, like, you know, khaki losers or fucking actual
they're
black
hill,
people.
They're hill people.
Fight.
Yeah.
They're not going to fight over Donald Trump. They wouldn't be fucking...
When Obama won, I was in college, and we walked over to the White House to yell and say, like, fuck you, Bush. You got to go. And I saw a bunch of titties that night.
Really?
Chicks were showing their titties.
Did you get any?
It was maybe the happiest
God
America
damn,
has
I
ever been.
I wish that was me.
I do too, man.
I hear that story and I think, wow, I wish that could have been me.
I honestly,
seeing breasts at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Honestly, at 20 years old, it was very cool.
Yeah, my dick was hard when Obama won.
It was very cool.
Did you get any
Obama
pussy?
That was probably the happiest America has ever been in my life.
Did you get any Obama pussy?
That night? I think I actually may have.
Wow.
Potentially. Yes, I did. But I had a girl that I was...
Oh, doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It wasn't like, we didn't meet at Obama.
You didn't, and none of those girls that were flashing tits sucked you off?
No, I was too afraid to ask.
Would you have gotten... Oh, dude.
I didn't have any confidence.
You're never going to get anything unless you ask for it. Adam.
Not 20-year-old me. That was probably my lowest confidence.
I think I had been... I was in the process of blowing it with a girl when Obama was elected.
I have no idea, which means I was probably drunk.
Yeah, you were definitely.
I remember the night of the inauguration, but I don't remember election night at all.
Election night, we were hammered.
Yeah. I was at my friend Stevie's house, and our friend Costa was like, they're about to shoot Obama. He was like, bang. He was watching the fucking speech, and he just kept going, bang. He was trying to, like,
call. Oh, yeah, this speech was, remember in Colorado?
I mean, but yeah.
He everyone, did it at Mile High Stadium. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, I mean, he dragged his nuts across.
And then the dream was
they
over.
They really should just bring the Apprentice back tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, God. While he's in office.
Can you imagine
shoot
the
it in the Oval Office?
He should make, and he will, obviously, because he was president. He should be enriched to a just disgusting degree. He should become overnight.
He's gonna cake. He's gonna make so much.
Like
money
make $50 billion.
He will, dude.
And then buy the state of Wisconsin entirely.
He maybe
and then turn it into like a like just velvet.
Yeah, be sick.
It's just velvet everywhere.
What I feel like we should all just agree as Americans, just to lie to him, like knock it, like chloroform Trump. Right.
What he should do is get out. Immediately just walk around grabbing women by the pussy. And then Joe Biden pardons him.
Yeah.
Yeah, to show that it's about
the
being
respect
a
for the audience.
You gotta have to be the same with each other. You gotta, you know, I mean, today he's going and he'll grab somebody on the, you know, but it doesn't matter if it's Tom, Dick, or Harry. You gotta. Thank you for voting for me,
and that is my promise.
Yeah,
and to the America to the end.
They're getting mad at him for grabbing. They say he grabbed somebody, but if you're going around grabbing people, there's gonna be a record of it, and they're gonna have these records. It skips. It
and
scratches.
With the record.
And that's what hip hop sounds like. My recollection. We all remember back in the hip hop days, a lot of crime. And was that the best answer? My bill? There's a lot of bills. Did they have mistakes? You can't. It's on Tuesday. You can't even. What's
come back Friday?
You guys come back Friday. down at Ruby Tuesday. You come in and you say, I'll call you a faggot, and if you have a good comeback, then you eat pussy for free all night. Pick any waitress, she's yours. We'll fucking lather her up with honey barbecue sauce all over her pussy, and you can be like a pig in a slop. That's what they used to say when I first came to Dover. When I ran for biggest dick in Dover, they didn't even have Buffalo Wild Wings back then. You had to go around in your car and find a waitress. And you hold her down and you call your friend on a party line. Back then you had to crank the telephone and you'd say, "Bring over the honey barbecue sauce. I'm trying to eat pussy." And Biden delivering his victory speech tonight.
A return to normalcy.
A return. Democracy has been restored.
Fascism has been defeated.
And America is safe for at least another 4 years. And we now go back to the president, who's now demonstrating how he would eat the pussy in his hand. They say, stay away from the sides, because the sides is like a crust on a peanut butter jelly sandwich. We all remember that. You'd be a kid and tell your mom, hey, mama, cut off the crust here. But what happens to the crust? You feed it to the retarded brother you have in the attic, locked up there. And it was his genes that probably caused the Hunter situation. I love him to death, but I look at him and I say, Hunter, you've got Scooter's violence in him.
Uncle Scooter.
You've got Uncle Scooter's violence in him. We used to blow cigar smoke up through the floorboard cracks and drive him nuts. You can hear him up there bashing his head against the joists. Biden continuing his victory speech here tonight.
The funniest part is how mad Hillary Clinton probably is.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
even fucking
dude, here's
Joe
the thing.
Biden
probably safely say that he won at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? And It wasn't a blowout at all.
No, he squeaked by.
And the reason it wasn't, the reason the Democratic Party is in such a bad spot now, and if he had lost, it would have 100% been Hillary Clinton's fault
100%.
For running in 2016. Mm-hmm. The mess of the Democratic Party was created by Hillary Clinton's insistence on running in 2016.
Despite half of everybody hating her.
Yeah.
And even the people that like her not being like thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's a girl boss.
No,
and, you know, she deserved it. Mm. She was owed it.
It was her time. No, I was saying...
Which also you can say now is that Donald Trump got more votes than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he that beat Hillary.
He won the Electoral College,
square.
And he also got more votes.
Yeah.
If you add up both elections, it's almost double. It's more than double what she got.
That's true.
That's going to be his speech.
Yeah.
I beat her again,
If
folks.
You think about both, if you have two elections, I did two of them. People voted for me twice as much as Joe Biden did, if you add them up. So it'd be the popular vote, people voted for me twice. The only people voting for Joe twice are the ones that forgot they already voted. That's why they like him. Sleepy Joe. He's got a retarded brother, you know.
Scooter.
He kept you guys it. Haven't heard
this
of Scooter.
Is true. This is true. He had him in an attic. They beat him to death with bricks. They wanted to get rid of him. I don't know. I wouldn't do that with my family. If I had a retarded brother, we'd put him in the yard.
Put him in the yard. Get him a nice costume to wear.
Brought to you by Cushy Dreams.
Nice. Yeah.
You guys have a retarded brother that you want to calm down?
You guys want to talk about your experience with Cushy Dreams while I piss you out of my deems?
Go out pissy dickums. Go for it. Listen, it's a stressful time to be an American. Everyone's having election anxiety.
Sure.
Right? You know, everyone.
If only there was something like weed that calmed you the fuck down. But didn't make you anxious.
That's the thing. Is like weed,
and that doesn't exist. But there is something that's shittier than weed, and will give you sort of a buzz. And that's Cushy Dreams. Mm-hmm. That's high quality CBD. You want to fucking smoke that shit? You want to make CBD edibles? I guess you can. You know, those are your options.
Weed is basically legal in this country right now, and there's really no reason for a workaround. But in case that you're still afraid...
In case you're in, like, fucking Montana or something.
No, I think Montana, like, it's legal, too. I think it's legal...
No.
I think there were, like, five states that went for Trump that legalized it.
Damn, nice. Legalize it.
I think everyone's for it. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
Adam is probably wrong, but what's important that you do is that you go to... You get Cushy Dreams. Whether you can buy legal weed or not, you know what's definitely legal? CBD.
Okay, yeah.
You're not even gonna have to.
You don't even have, you don't have to look at a book or anything.
You don't have
to learn the law.
You don't have to make a fucking Google search.
Take
none of that
Stobbs'
shit.
Word for it.
Don't go to Google unless you're searching, you know, Christina Ricci breasts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of shit you should be searching on Google. Not is weed legal in my fucking state. So get Cushy Dreams, which we know is legal, and it smells like high quality marijuana. It tastes like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it smokes like it too.
Oh,
but
it smokes big.
And if you're a fucking loser who hangs out with guys that smoke a lot of weed, and you keep getting embarrassed, well, guess what? Just buy a bunch of CBD Cushy Dreams, smoke that, make it seem like you puff loud.
Yeah, and put that in the siphon and see which one of the losers want to pretend that they're high.
Right.
You know, and then you can. Then you can punch them in the balls and say this was...
I got a nice little lamp for my living room, so it's real dark in my apartment now.
Nice.
Except for this lamp. And
you
I
got
sit
like
there
a moody lamp.
Yeah, I sit there and I smoke my CBD pre-rolls by myself.
I love it. That's nice, dude.
Yeah.
So if you want to be fucking moody like Nick, if you want to be like a fucking mysterious fucking guy from the 30s or some shit, but with CBD, with Cushy Dreams, go to K-U-S-H-Y... dreams.com cushydreams.com
and tell them Cumtown sent you
and put in promo code cum or Cumtown or Cumtown 20 or something, and if you do that you'll get 20% or 15% off.
There I am smoking in my office, and she walks in like a tall glass of, you know, they used to call it hoo-ha milk. Remember that?
I do.
That's where the mailman would come by and bring all the milk to everybody. And he would bring it to your mom or your aunt, and she would fuck him. And that's
she would suck his cock and she would spit it into the rest of the bottle.
She would hide his cum in the milk so your dad wouldn't find out. That's they called hoo-ha.
That's the only way to hide it.
That was what they called hoo-ha milk. And then your dad would come home and he's like, "What the fuck is wrong? Why does this milk taste so bad?"
It tastes horrible.
And your mom would say,
"Tastes like bubblegum and a penis."
And your mom would say, "Nothing."
Why is it what's floating up here?
Mm-hmm. President Biden.
It's just nice to feel like the president is in control again.
Yeah.
Just has decorum once more.
Yeah, just the president of China listening on like a headset and like his eyes just going back and forth.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Much apologies, but I do not know what you are saying.
Thanks for the congratulations.
Cushy Dreams, promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
That's right. For 15 or 20% off.
For 15 or 20% off. Did you talk about all the different lines there?
Dude, they got fucking hustle. They got energy. They got dream.
Yeah, they got relax.
They got relax.
Yeah.
Which Adam he smokes with his asshole before he gets absolutely pounded.
Mm-hmm.
He has the bull top that he rents. Who he gets off of TaskRabbit, hits his workaround. He hires hot guys off TaskRabbit.
Yeah, AskRabbit.
From AskRabbit, which is gay TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
And they blow Cushy Dreams Relax Smoke. They shotgun into his asshole.
It's promo code Cumtown.
It relaxes it. It opens up better than poppers.
Three lines, private reserve, ultra premium, and premium.
The good shit, bro.
Wow.
Every can size, 3.5 grams, aka an eighth.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it an eight ball. And we would get it. We would go out to the club and, you know, you'd be dressed up like a policeman or a Native American and you get an eight ball and you take it into the bathroom. And this is before, it's not the new bathrooms. You still had guys, they were hanging out with guys and girls. You know, they didn't have cocks.
Back before our women had cocks.
This is probably the worst Joe Biden impression.
No, it sounds
not bad.
Sounds just like him, man.
I can't even. I've never been hard. They say get hard, and it's what you don't even have a your penis. You don't even wipe your penis after you pee. I wipe my penis. Donald Trump is saying he goes to the bathroom. He doesn't wipe his penis. And is that the kind of guy? Yes, you got to wipe your penis.
God damn.
You know how like everybody was like, Donald Trump's going to be good for comedy? And I said, no, he won't.
No,
right? Biden will be great for comedy.
Biden's going to rock.
This will be the inverse.
Yeah.
And it's bad news for girls.
Oh, no, they have to stop.
Because they don't know how to do comedy.
Well, the one thing I say that did soothe me while I was, you know, watching all that election stuff and getting anxious was some hard political satire from Sarah Cooper from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I will say, that it was nice to calm me down to see somebody take it to Trump by repeating what he said and not doing
is
much
that
else.
The lip sync girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks like high quality marijuana, by the way.
Yeah, we said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we got that part.
And it's grown in California and Oregon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah, that's good.
And it's
Cali.
It's independently lab tested.
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
It's not part of some big conglomerate of labs. It's its own. So it's a little lab, a mom and pop lab. You can trust. They're fucking shit.
They used to call them mom and pop stores. They call them poop and pee stores. I remember that.
They used to.
Because
they,
you go in during.
You go in there, get a soda.
And the hard times and the hard knock days back when, you know, you had to squeeze two pennies together to get a piece of pussy. You go in a poop and pee store, you get a loaf of bread, it comes with a turd. And you take the turd home and you put it on the mantle above the fireplace and you wait till it dried out. And you put candles in it, and that was Hanukkah. That's how we did Hanukkah in our household.
Joe, you're Catholic. You never went to Hanukkah.
Well, we did Hanukkah. We had, back then, Catholics were Jews. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, you had a the Catholic Church was actually the Jewish Church, and the Jewish Church was the bank. The Jews back then, those were just guys who had jobs. And then the Catholics, they all got jobs, and the Jews, they had to leave. Now they became guys who just missed the bank.
Mm.
And then we gave them their own country, so as I understand it. So, well, they say, old Joe, you better, we got to tell you something now. The Jews got their own country.
So you're going to need to start a church for yourself.
You're going
to
have, everybody's going to have their own church inside their house, I promise.
Everybody gets their own church.
We're talking about Donald Trump's going to get rid of pre-existing conditions. We're going to put a tiny church in everybody's house with little figurines, and it opens up, and you can see here's the steeple, and here's all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it on your hands.
And that will be the church.
Yeah, you could do it on your... Everybody's got two hands, they can make a tiny church.
Make a tiny church.
And we're going to make the tiny church, open it up, here's all the people.
Here's the people. In a similar way, what's the other one where you do that and it's a baby's dick?
It's a pussy.
No.
Where you put your two hands together.
No,
it's
the baby, yeah. It's here's the baby, here's the diaper. And then,
right. Oh, yeah, that one.
Somebody did that to me when I was like... I remember my parents, we went to, it was something where you like listen to a sales pitch for a timeshare and you get like free tickets to Busch Gardens.
Right, hell yeah.
So we went and did that, and they just put like the children in the room like for an entire day while like your parents have to pretend to be interested in a timeshare or whatever. And there was some kid there that like did the baby penis thing.
Right.
And I was like, sir, that is one of the funniest things.
When I first got to that, I was like, oh my fucking God.
It was also, too, he was like old. I was probably like in kindergarten or first grade. This was like somebody in like third or fourth grade.
A mature
adult. So I was like, this is a grown man.
Yeah.
This is an adult male wising me up to the world.
Dude, what was the rhyme, though? I'm forgetting it.
It was, he just said, here's the baby, here's the diaper, open the diaper, psst.
Maybe that was
made like
all
a piss
it.
Noise.
Oh, he's pissing all
he's
over
pissing
you.
All over
I remember
your
there being a piss noise.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, ha ha ha, I'm not a baby. I'm not a baby. A lot of people think I'm a baby because I wear a diaper. Just because you wear a diaper doesn't mean you're... Look, there's a lot of different kinds of babies. Sometimes you say baby and you mean a pretty girl.
That's
true. You see a pretty girl and you say, there's a baby right there. And we go live to the president. and the president now is addressing the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. Can't wait to watch the speech.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get all those kids from the pool from the Corn Pop video.
Mm-hmm.
Get them back there. It's so funny how bored those kids look in that video.
Mm-hmm.
It would be funny wearing little kid bikinis.
It would be funny if he's sworn in and there's like a the coronavirus season. It becomes a seasonal virus, and then next year it kills like 6 million Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
And people are like, well, at least he's not a fascist. At least we don't have a fascist president. It's fascism.
Yeah, it turns out having no strategy was actually the best strategy for the virus. Mm-hmm. It kept it down. And Joe's strategy killed everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone with a big penis, that is.
Yeah, and then we will
and then
be
we
left.
Come out. We come out of this.
And in the land of the small penis.
How about this?
The three-inch
man.
That it's an alternative, an alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things?
I did know that, yeah. Mm. Oh,
CushyDreams.com. Promo code CUMTOWN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Smoke your CBD because you can.
Oh, because
you can.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, you remember the song Lowrider and about the car?
Mm-hmm.
Goes up and down like an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I used to say elevator. Well, how come you got elevators and you got elephants?
Mm.
But they ain't the same, and that's why you never judge a book by its cover. Thank you, Mr. Biden.
Thank you, Mr. Thank President. You,
and that's the folksy wisdom that people love. I would love to.
I remember going to see Thomas Edison kill an elephant, and everybody was trying to smooch it. They put big old. They got fire hydrant paint, and they put lipstick on the elephant. And we all tried to have sex with it.
They shaved the elephant's pussy and they put back paint then, on its tits.
We got the whole stickball team together, and we back then they didn't have duct tape, so we used twine to tile our cocks together. So it would reach the walls of the elephant's pussy. And we all went down to downtown New York. I came all the way from Delaware. Back then, you used to walk to New York from Delaware. And by the time we got there, which was very difficult, because you have to keep in mind, we tied our dicks together.
All our cocks were tied together with twine.
We did that in Delaware. And then we marched all the way to New York. By the time we get there, Edison had already killed the thing.
Oh, the pussy had been fucked.
And I don't know, maybe this expression is lost to time, but you can't fuck a dead elephant.
Uh-huh. It turns out you can, though. It was actually the lesson we learned.
People
that
used
day.
To say that all the time. Yeah. That's where it came from, because we did. And boy, were people mad.
Oh, man, just eight little newsies with their dicks tied together going to town on a fucking elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just orphan Biden. Mm-hmm.
Came all the way from Scranton.
Hey, you Joe Biden, the guy with the retard brother in the attic? Yeah, that's me. Listen, we're all going to tie our dicks together and go fuck an elephant up in Brooklyn. You squaresies or what? Listen, flip top. Either you tie your cock to mine with this twine or you're a frickin' queer.
That's I experienced bullying myself that day. So I know what it's, I know how it feels to be, you know, get your dick tied getting your dick tied and stuck inside an elephant.
Getting your dick tied to a Jew's balls and stuck inside an elephant.
Trans bathroom kids saying that they're being suicide bullied in class. And I know that because I've got my dick stuck in an elephant.
They had to cut the elephant's pussy open with the jaws of life.
Those were new at the time. Back then, it was an actual shark. And guess how they got the shark to bite? That's right. You had to fuck it.
We had to fuck the shark.
Somebody else had to fuck the shark. It was a fuck economy. And that's what we're bringing back, is the fuck economy. The sex workers. It's a sex pod.
Workers? A Biden administration will be the most.
The
for
entire
the, for the only fan, for the only fans, and we are going to show our pussies.
Mm-hmm.
And join me here in a prayer for every pussy.
Another thing you can do is you can buy a Ridge wallet.
Oh wow!
That's not, the other thing is there's like they got a everybody's have got you got to put all your money in it, but then you forget it, and then where's your wallet go?
It's a great point. Yeah.
I'm always forgetting my money.
You know where when you lose the copy and you can't find the copy for Ridge Wallet because you didn't put it in the
it's
folder?
It's been a while since we've done a read. And
it's been a while and you don't have the
PDF.
I'm
really happy to have them back, though.
PDF pussy dick fuck. That's what I thought. What is that? What it is?
Important points. This video is brought to you by the Ridge Wallet. It's light, sleek, and industrial. It doesn't fold or awkwardly bulge. You know what? Fuck it. I use it.
That's right.
Because they sent us one. And it really is. You know, because Lewis does this shit. He's like, I really use this, bro.
Yeah.
This knife that's an alarm clock, whatever.
right.
But I remember because like, I did like Legion of Skanks or whatever, and he had one of these. And I was like, that's the gayest. But it takes like maybe like 2 or 3 days to get used to.
Yeah, because it's a front pocket wallet. It's not the traditional back pocket.
That's not the fucking point, Adam.
That's not the point.
Well, no, you're used to having... No, but you're used to sitting on a...
copy.
What do you mean?
I'm having an honest moment with the
audience.
And
you're trying to fake it.
Your butt is used to sitting down on a wallet.
I have never, even with a traditional wallet, put it in my back pocket.
Never.
Well,
how about
maybe
that?
You do when you're out in the park after 8 p.m.
To make your ass look fatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to steal my cash? I'm trying to get my cash.
Just I hope no one takes my cash.
I hope the Central Park Five doesn't put a stone across the back of my head and rape me.
Well, I put it for the Central Park Five, but I'm hoping for a Central Park 8.5.
I'm looking for a Central Park 8.75.
8.75.
Just leaving a trail of pennies. Mm-hmm. At least directly into my ass. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, so the reason it takes a little bit to get used to is because it looks fucking weird. It's like two little fucking slats of metal.
With an elastic
Because they gave us a couple, and I got the carbon fiber one, and I think I gave the aluminum and steel ones to lessers.
Yeah. Wasn't that us?
Yes.
Yeah. I never got one, so yeah. Maybe just you.
I think I gave it
They don't make big fat guy wallets.
I don't want to fuck
There's not enough room in here for
First of all, I don't even have a wallet, so thank you very
what
much.
What do you have?
I have a little fucking case on my phone.
Yes, he keeps individual...
I don't... Whatever Nick's about to say, I don't.
All of his bills, he bakes into fortune cookies. So anytime he has to spend money...
I carry around a big bag.
He has a little treat.
Some of it costs $100. I have to eat 100 fortune cookies before buying it.
Yeah.
And don't be like Stavros. Get the Ridge Wallet.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's a weight loss program.
I love this thing. It came with like a screwdriver that's like in case you need to tighten it. But I've had it for like fucking 2 years and I've never needed to like tight. I don't know what the fuck.
And I will vouch. I guess if you're Nick literally does use it.
And if you're really a dumbass, it stretches out the elastic because you're like, I don't know where my cards are. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a problem. Yeah. But I'm good. Like you can use it with one hand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you can push the cards out.
A lot of people
you can
listen
be
to
jacking
show.
Off and getting your card out.
I have Parkinson's disease.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nick's shaking something fierce. Right
I have
now.
Yeah, I have muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And even I, as a disabled person,
you can use the wallet.
I have no trouble using this thing.
Yeah.
But it would be funny if I was like a paraplegic.
Yeah.
We were doing the show and it
if
never
you were
really
in a wheelchair.
Up. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be a good trump card for you to get in complete trouble and then just bust out the, actually in a wheelchair.
I was like, I don't know why it made me laugh so hard, but just imagining using one of those motorized wheelchairs.
That's it?
Just because, I can't, because it's such a dumb, obvious bit, but like, just being like, oh, I'm tired.
The ones where you have to control with your mouth?
Yeah, just like, fuck it. But like, the same posture as Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And people being like, what's your disease? I'm like, I'm just worn out.
Fucking wiped out.
Sleepy.
I'm fucking tired, man. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day, and I want to get a fucking bath. I want to get a fucking sponge bath.
I'm trying
to
get a tongue bath from a tie.
Didn't Stephen Hawking get jacked off by the lady that was changing his diaper?
Yeah, he faked the Stephen Hawking's disease so he could have a lady that changes his diaper.
I swear to God, I heard he fucked
yeah.
the lady.
Yeah,
changed
I saw
his
it on a YouTube. This guy that does Stevie Wonder Isn't Blind
Marisol,
videos.
Did you know that the center of the universe is my asshole? And if you lick it, you'll experience the knowledge of God.
Nice, very good.
I did not know that. Well, there is only one way to find out.
Do not wipe the Sazon off your lips before you do it.
What does his computer voice? I knew somebody that could do Stephen Hawking perfectly.
That's not one you need to do perfect.
But he could do the robot.
If you just go, I am gay.
Sure, but I mean, it does add something to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not you're not worse off doing it perfect.
The universe
you're
is...
You're doing Meatwad. Every impression you don't know starts or ends at Meatwad.
This is projection.
No. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely not.
You were doing Whoopi Goldberg as Meatwad just the other day.
I'm not good. I've never claimed to be a voice guy.
Yeah.
But Bill Cosby ends up as Meatwad.
I'm more of a voice hobbyist. I'm not a voice guy.
You're closer to voice guy than I am. I've never done... I don't do voices.
Maybe.
You could if you know what's stopping you from being a voice guy? Fear.
No.
Cowardice.
I'm too old to be afraid.
No, you don't want to be known as a... Because you're a better comedian than voice guy. You don't want to be known as a voice guy and fail at it.
You know, they say that people who are afraid are actually fucking... They got a bunch of shit in their brain.
Are you serious? Is that what the old guys at Ridge Wallet say?
That's me, Christopher Maloney. I can not only can I not do the impression I don't know any of the people's names. Anybody recognize this character? He's the guy from I think he was in The Firm. I think he was one of the guys in The Firm. Woo! Yeah, just looking at some woman you're going to try and fuck after the show. Ma'am, maybe you can recall some sperm out of my penis. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
You should be able to fuck girls after the show. I remember when we would come out here, we were like rock stars, politicians.
Yeah.
You could fuck girls after the show.
You know Biden was getting so much pussy.
Mm.
Yeah.
When I lived in Austin, there was a guy that was like just...
Do we really do have to finish the Ridge
Wallet? Oh, yeah.
What's the code?
It's a beautiful product with a beautiful...
No,
fucking...
straight up,
they make
I do,
other products,
I
too,
do,
right? Phone cases.
Here, hold on.
They make...
Ridge.com/cumtown for 10% off your
They
order.
Gave us our own website.
Ridge.com... Shut up, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know what? Come on, man.
Jesus.
Just finish the
Shut
read.
The hell up.
Shut up, man.
Come on, dude.
COVID-19 cases surging nationally. Wow, sounds like God is a little unhappy about the results of the election.
There's no other way to read that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking God, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking piece of shit.
What's and the Pope up to now? It's like every 2 weeks the Pope's like, it's good to get fucked in
if
your
you
ass.
If you get fucked in the ass, you mm-hmm. are like God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems kind of cool. I like him. He's
I like
Argentinian,
him too. Yeah.
But not a Nazi.
Yeah, he's one of the good guys.
He seems not to be flashy. He's probably not having gay sex.
Yeah, he doesn't like fancy stuff.
He probably would be straight, but isn't, because he's asexual.
The people used to say that about JP, too, that he got pussy before he became a priest.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Ridge.com/cumtown, 10% off your order. I implore you, check it out.
Implore.
I implore you.
We implore you to check out the website.
I'm telling you, I love this.
We cannot urge it.
I cannot
in a more strong.
So just
fashion.
Head over there and say Nick implored you.
Yeah.
Tell him Nick implored me.
Oh, my replacement jump rope is out for delivery.
Wonderful, brother.
I gotta start jump roping again.
Okay.
Yep.
It's really good
Nick,
exercise.
Nick is in a double dutch team with some neighborhood girls.
Ha ha ha
ha ha ha ha.
Yeah, double.
Wait, are you laughing at me? Laughing at you?
It's reversing the sarcastic laugh.
You guys actually are both on a double dick team, and it's when you suck dick. Now
you know what I found out today. You know what I found out today?
What?
Kangaroos have double pronged penises because kangaroo chicks have double pussies.
That's pretty tight, actually.
Yeah.
I wonder how Adam found that out.
I found it in...
the hard way.
Yeah.
Yep. You used to have to suck a kangaroo's dick just to get on the boat.
What boat, Mr. President?
We used to take a boat. If you wanted to go to England back in the day, you had to go through Australia.
That's true.
You went to England? It
took 22 years to meet the Queen.
From Dover to London. From
Dover to Calais.
The Cliffs of Sydney. Dover. Is that about Delaware?
Yep.
Yeah.
The beautiful Cliffs of Dover, Delaware.
I think this is an appropriate reaction to this boring dog shit election is to have a boring reaction to it.
Yeah. Yeah. But to
be
still
like,
stress.
Wow. Election update. I so give a shit. I mean, how the fuck does anybody care at this
know.
Point?
I
After the last 4 years,
yeah.
How could you give a shit about anything.
I kind of I was hoping Bernie would
if Bernie was in the mix, my dick would be hard. I'd be watching everything.
Since the South Carolina primary, I've been checked out.
Dude, I remember when we thought Biden was absolutely toast.
He was so
bad. And then
bad.
His bitch ass won South Carolina, who gives a fuck? And then
Obama
got off the fucking hang glider.
The fix was in
with fucking Richard Branson. Yep. He was like, "Oh, I'm gay."
And they're doing a gay 69 on the hang glider.
Everybody's got to vote for Joe.
Yeah.
And then Pete Buttigieg was like, "Okay." And then fucking Amy Klobuchar was like, "I'm a bitch."
Hi, yo. What's she doing?
What's Klobuchar? Slobnobuchar could do up.
Her
to?
Husband got COVID.
Oh,
but I think he got through it.
Oh, I guess Anderson Cooper accidentally called Twitter Clitter.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Dude, like he's probably straight. He's been lying.
Oh, yeah. He's,
dude, he thinking. Was lying to get his fucking career ahead.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now it's proof that he likes pussy.
Let's do some.
Declaring victory, claiming that fraud was being committed. And making false statements on Twitter, essentially saying that.
Wow, nice, dude.
I
straight,
love
straight much.
I love the media.
This guy's fucking straight, dude.
But I think what you're saying about Trump, like
the
people
news,
that,
I can't get enough of it, dude. Why don't you hit me more with that? Let me hear some of the news, the hits from the news.
Me?
No.
Life. Oh, for your phone?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. No, I think what you're saying about people being wrong about Trump being good for comedy is absolutely right. Like, it's going to be nice to, like, not care who the president is anymore.
Mm.
We could all move on with our lives.
Well, he wasn't good for comedy because he was doing all the bits.
Yeah, Biden's easy to laugh at.
Yeah.
So's Kamala. She's fucking lame.
Yeah.
And the difference is you would laugh with Trump.
Yeah.
I think it'd be nice if... I was trying to say this earlier, but if we... all like agreed to lie to Trump that he's still the president, like knocked him out for a day, built White House 2, and then just Truman showed him so we could keep watching the show that we've been watching.
So we could, yeah, keep getting some nice fucking,
yeah, dude,
press conferences.
Set up fake campaign rallies for him, see like what bits he's doing on the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it, you know?
He's going to have Trump TV. He's going to be around forever, dude.
But his guys, like, you know, there's something special about how hard they go for
him. He's going to run for president again. What the fuck? Why wouldn't he?
How old is he? 73?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
You'd know he's running again.
He's going to live to 100.
He loves running, dude. He loves the road.
Yeah.
You know they're going to fill up fucking arenas for his ass.
Yeah.
What we got to do is get a fucking sniper and say what's up to the Supreme Court. You know what I'm saying? And I won't say anything further.
You want to kill Sonia
Sotomayor? I'm not saying that. First of all, Sonia's good with me.
It's
I
cool that she's
Sonia.
Named after Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I'm cool with her, but I'm just saying.
What's Sotomayor mean in Spanish? Spicy bread?
Yeah.
Spicy mayonnaise.
I thought so.
It's an aioli.
Yeah.
That's her ancestor was back from the village.
Mm-hmm.
Had the spiciest pussies that tasted like mayo.
I'll tell you, I could go for some spicy bread right now.
You got spicy? What is that?
I don't know. I'm going to
like
invent
it. Like a cheese stick?
No, I'm going to invent that dish.
Mm.
It would have to be oil rich, something like ciabatta.
Getting on Tinder and inviting Latinas over to I'm whipping up some Sotomayor tonight. If you wanted to come over. And experience your culture.
It
like
does sound good.
Like you've never experienced it before.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
I'm going to shove food in your pussy.
I'm going to put fucking a sliced bread with tapatio in
your
pussy.
Put on this ring in case I need favors. This ring so I can summon you. And the other is part of the shadow organization.
Nick's Pussy Angels.
Mm. Well, Adam, what's new with you?
I heard you made a plan with a friend of ours to go to the batting cages, and that friend invited me. So I just hope it's okay if I come with.
Yeah, certainly.
All right.
I might.
What else is new?
Anyway, I'm busy.
You want to come on Friday?
No, I was telling Nick I'm busy and I can't come anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was someone else he invited.
I'm talking to
the batting cages too.
I'm talking to Nick.
I was already invited, actually.
I'm talking to Nick, and I'm saying I'm busy, I can't come anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
I'm not about necessarily the batting cages. He'll know what I mean.
You guys made another plan?
Well, he'll know. Like, I don't know why the fuck you got
to
butt into
stop.
Everything.
We're splitting it. We were going to Cheesecake Factory to split the menu.
Yeah. We're doing the tasting
menu.
Yeah. We're like, doing the tasting menu at Cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
I rented the whole Cheesecake Factory for Nick's birthday.
We should get tuxedos and top hats and go to Cheesecake Factory and just be like the entire thing.
All
just
of
hand
it.
Just hand the menu back. What do you think that would cost?
It's really
$350.
No, it'd be like $2,000. I think.
Then let's do it.
It's more than $2,000.
Shh, me and stop. There's no. What are we gonna do? Get three tuxedos?
Yeah, come on, man.
We can get a third tuxedo.
People are gonna be like, "What are you? The three tenors?"
It's gonna be embarrassing.
Those guys
rather than the two John Wicks.
John Wick doesn't wear tuxedos.
He wears a tuxedo.
He wears a full tux.
He wears a tuxedo.
Everyone knows that he's got tails.
Yeah. The top hat.
Of an umbrella.
John Wick.
And he's always doing this with his hands.
That's
Nick
so cool.
Did a really twirly gay wrist thing.
That's what John Wick does all the time.
This is a...
Yeah, I'm Captain John Wick. I've seen the movie, dude. I know all
That's
about
That's not
John
in
Wick.
The movie.
I've seen... I'm familiar with John Wick. I've seen it. I know all about it. I know all the cool lines. I know what he dresses like. All
right.
You're not going to prove that I haven't seen John Wick because it's rated
R.
So
drop it.
So just drop it.
Just drop it.
I'm allowed
it.
To see rated R movies.
And he has seen.
And I have
not
seen.
Not only is he allowed... But even
and he's not afraid of
he's
I'm,
not even if he
I'm
was
not afraid,
allowed,
afraid of
rated
I'm
R
not afraid of rated R movies
and he would break the rules if he wasn't allowed.
Yeah, if I wasn't allowed, I'd be seeing them anyways.
Rated R isn't scary for you a little bit?
No, not even.
I thought you said it was a little
no.
Scary.
I've never said anything like that.
You kind of alluded
no,
to that.
Roller coasters, movies, and stuff. That all the grown up stuff I do. Mm-hmm.
Halloween stuff, is that scary to you?
No.
Yeah.
No,
all
yeah.
that stuff's cool.
I'm not afraid
I
of
smoke cigarettes too, and I drink beer.
Yeah.
You started cigs?
Well, when I watch Radar movies.
Yeah, yeah. When I watch Radar movies, I like to get fucked up off cigs.
I smoke so many cigs.
Me and my friends are getting messed up off cigs while watching
We're
Radar.
Getting some. We're getting buzzed off cigs.
And yeah, I don't you usually get, you used to get fucked it. Up while watching rated R movies. Back then, they called it snuff. And we would hang out and we'd watch a man get beaten to death with a hammer on 8mm. And that was a Tuesday. They called that a Tuesday night special. There was a guy named Ricky who'd come by at a little 8mm. He'd set it up and he'd project it on the side of the auto body shop down in downtown Dover.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a clip of a Chinese guy getting his brain bashed in with a ball peen hammer up in Dorchester.
Oh, so you knew the guy who did it.
And welcome to America 2021, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, next year is going to be better, guys.
Yeah.
It's only up from here. And that was the episode of Come Time.